opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
You ever played that game called Whack-A-Mole? You know, when you go to these arcade places and you pick up this little, like, rubber hammer, I guess, or mallet, and the little mole pops up, and you whack it, and it goes back down underneath, and then another one pops up, and you whack it, and then it goes away, and then another one pops up somewhere else on the table or whatever, this machine. Another one pops up, and you whack it, and you just keep whacking. You keep trying to put away this mole, this whack-a-mole, right? And you never really win because the mole always pops back up. So the object of the game is to whack as many moles as you can, as quickly as you can, to try to rack up as many moles as you can in the whack-a-mole game. Well, this came to mind this week because with pro-life activists, for a very long time, we've been playing whack-a-mole. And although there's indications on several fronts that we're making progress, and I'll talk about that as it relates to the closures of abortion mills and what that means, we are kind of playing whack-a-mole. And that is that we make a little progress here, we take two steps back. We take one forward, take two steps back, we take two forward, we take one step back. I mean, that's kind of how it works. And when it comes to closing down abortion facilities across America, it's kind of like playing whack-a-mole. We close one here, one opens up here. And that's kind of what's been going on. Now, there's been this development here in the state of Ohio, in the city of Toledo, where this Center for Choice, what a great name, what a great sounding name for a baby killing death pit. Center for Choice. Ah, so nice. Sounds good, doesn't it? Come in and exercise your right to choose in a calm and cool environment. Kill your baby at the Center for Choice. Well, this place shut down several years ago, Center for Choice in Toledo. And this week, it was demolished. The bulldozers pulled in and started dismantling this place, which for a pro-life activist like myself is a pleasant sight to see, let's say, when they level a building like this, when they raise a killing center. I mean, that's a reason to celebrate for many of us, right? When we see these big machines come in and demolish these death pits, these concentration camps, the modern-day Dachau's and Auschwitz of America. It's kind of gratifying in some ways. So that happened this week in Toledo, Ohio, at the Center for Choice. They came in and demolished this this abortion mill. And it had been there for, I don't know, a long time. But now they're going to be putting in its place a memorial for the unborn. And my friend Ed Sitter is the executive director for Foundation for Life in Toledo, was there when they demolished the abortion mill, when the bulldozers pulled in. And he wrote this. He goes, in this abortion battle, where pro-life people are often beleaguered from all the negative news, got that right, here's a story of hope. Mr. Sitter reports on the demolishing of a local abortion clinic closed years ago, which will be replaced by a memorial for the unborn. He says this, and I quote, "A lot has changed in the neighborhood. This is truly the beginning of a new day. Now we can begin the journey of finding forgiveness, healing, and new purpose for those whose lives were forever impacted by their abortion decision. So what they're going to do is put this a memorial to the preborn over the remains, over this piece of property that was killing babies for a long time. It's going to be called the Hope Park. And you can find out more by going to hopepark.org. They're trying to raise money for this. There are memorials all across the country, and a lot of them are former abortion mills like this here in Toledo. And, you know, I think it's a good thing. I mean, I'm glad we're closing these places down. I'm glad that we're giving a place for women and parents to come and grieve the loss of their children. I'm for that. One thing, though, that has concerned me with this concept is this. Memorials are generally erected after the war or after the Holocaust or the genocide, right? I mean, the World War II memorial was only constructed, what, a decade ago? I mean, it's been almost, 50 years or 60 years since, 60 years? It took 60 years to build the World War II memorial. And the fact that we're building memorials to the unborn before the Holocaust is over, to me, seems a little bit odd. I mean, I, for one, am like, listen, I'm for memorials when it's all over and we can celebrate and have a place where we can all come and understand what happened. And I understand these memorials are more a place of grieving and forgiveness, as he puts it here in this article online. Healing, forgiveness, finding new purpose, putting a name to your child. I get all that. That's great. And I'm for that. I'm 100% for that. That women and men who have committed abortions, been involved in them at one level or another, should have a place to go. They need a place to go. And we should be, that's why I like this idea, this Hope Park that's going to be opening in Toledo, Ohio. I think it's a great idea. But memorials per se, as a rule, happen generally long after the war is over, the Holocaust or the genocide or whatever the injustice was. It takes a while for people to get around to the idea of what they've done. So those kinds of things I'm not certain I'm really cool with, but I mean, it is what it is, and I'm not obviously going to be against them. We take our justice riders to the memorial that's in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and that gives them a place to understand that, you know, there was an abortion clinic there, now there isn't. Now there's a memorial there, and that's good. And it gives us a place, it makes it real, it makes it tangible for people to understand that babies were murdered here, they were killed. They were dismembered. They were decapitated. They were disemboweled. And the blood of those children ran through the sewers of the city, where this child was killed. These children were killed. So this is what's happening in Toledo, Ohio. My good friend Ed Sitter with the Foundation for Life, they're trying to raise money for this Hope Park, which I think is a great idea for women to come. Now back to this idea of this whack-a-mole, though. The idea of whack-a-mole, you know, where you're trying to, you know, take the mallet and you're whacking the mole and trying to keep the moles from popping up, but they always do. And so you're feverishly trying to knock these moles down, right? And that's kind of what we're doing in the movement. We're closing abortion mills, but they're also opening. And the abortion industry, they're not stupid. I mean, unfortunately, they're pretty savvy and bright. Planned Parenthood, for one, has seen this coming. When we started successfully closing abortion mills in the last decade, what they did is say, okay, we're going to consolidate our resources, and we're going to start opening these regional centers, mega centers, if you will, where we can, if one closes in a small area, a small town, well, we build a bigger center in a larger area. And unfortunately, I mean, those folks have to, for them anyway, they have to commute. They have to drive maybe an hour or two to get to the center. But Planned Parenthood has been constructing these mega centers for several years now. And unfortunately, this just happened in Washington, D.C. They just opened one. It's the one on Capitol Hill. It's one that we, along with my good friend Reverend Patrick Mahoney and others, have gone and we've held vigils, prayer vigils, we've had protests, we've had sit-ins, we've done everything we can. And I know Pat and many in the D.C. area have done everything they can to keep this place out, because the one that had been there for 40 years closed down. So it's kind of like this whack-a-mole. They closed one in the D.C. area and they opened one on Capitol Hill. And it's going to be opening here soon in the next several weeks. And this place is it's giant. I mean, it's so massive. It's mind-boggling if you stand out front of it and you just can imagine. And it doesn't take much to figure out or imagine, because obviously we have videos, we have pictures. I mean, you don't need to imagine. You can just see the photos or videos of what's going to go on inside there. But you just know what's going to happen inside. You know, within days, this place is going to be an assembly line for abortion killing. That women are going to come in from the D.C. area and surrounding metropolitan area of the District of Columbia, and they're going to go in and kill their children in this mega center. And it's sickening and saddening to know what's happening or going to be happening inside there. It's scary. I mean, it's really, really, really scary to see these big buildings being built all over the country. It's an assembly line. It's like the fast food alternative to abortion, where Planned Parenthood is just picking up the slack from all of these abortion mills that have been closing. Now, I got some numbers here, and then we're going to be taking a break. Here's the idea of the whack-a-mole. And let me get this straight. I mean, I don't want people to be discouraged by this, because my good friend Troy Newman, Operation Rescue, doing an awesome job exposing abortionists, bringing to justice abortionists and others who are involved in the abortion industry. They're closing down these abortion centers, which I think is a great thing. And so I support them, and I'm behind everything they're doing. But I think we got to be honest with ourselves and look at the numbers, okay? And here it is, real quickly. Since in the years of 2011 to 2014, 162 abortion centers have closed. They've been shuttered. 53 just last year in 2015. I mean, that's a good thing. We want to celebrate that. 81% of the abortion centers that were open in 1991 are now closed, shut down. At the peak in 1990, there were 2,176 abortion centers in this country. We are down, those are surgical centers. Now we're down to 517. That's the surgical type of abortion. That's the dismemberment kind. And there are 213 medical abortion centers across the country. So we've seen a drastic reduction in the number of these centers. Planned Parenthood has 665 abortion centers. Half of those are surgical centers. And the reason why they're quitting is because, or they're closing down, is because abortionists are quitting. It's harder to find them. The laws in the state legislatures are restricting abortion across the country, so it's harder to do them. And demand has dropped. And that's the main thing for me. Is demand dropping for abortion? Are Americans choosing not to abort? And the numbers show that this is true. Since 1990, there were 1.6 million. That was the height, the crest of abortion in America. 1.6 million in 1990. And the CDC reports that we are down now to about 1.06 million. It's still way too many. But that is a serious reduction in abortions over the last couple years. We'll be right back. Stick around. You listen to The Mark Harrington Show.
Troy Newman talks about why he supports Mark Harrington and Created Equal.
You know, to me, Mark Harrington is more than just a friend of 20 years. He's a colleague that blends kind of this rare expression of passion and intelligence. And it's locked in, and he's tuned in to the young people, the people who don't know Christ, don't understand the pro-life message. You know, the other thing I love about Mark and Created Equal is they think strategically. They've got a long-term vision to turn the pro-life movement over to the next generation, to use the tactics of this day and age, to think ahead of what the next tactic is going to be. and use it for long-term impacts to ultimately win this battle. We're here to win because winning is how the killing stops. We're not here just to perpetuate a job, and Mark isn't here just to continue to have a job. I think Mark's a lot like me. We want to work ourselves out of a job, win this battle, and then go on to something else, like raise our families.
So we're playing Whack-A-Mole. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. You gotta love it. Right? I won't back down. So we're playing Whack-A-Mole a little bit. I mean, but slowly but surely, I guess we're whacking more moles than are popping up. And I guess in the long run, that's what we're looking to do. But as I was talking about this Planned Parenthood mega center that's opening on Capitol Hill, which I have been there several times before it was completed. It's finished. I don't think they've opened yet officially, so they haven't killed their first baby, but that's coming soon. And my friend Patrick Mahoney and a lot of others who are the part of the DC group, you know, have been focusing on this place for quite a long time, holding prayer vigils and other types of things, which I think is great. And I will be there. As soon as this place opens up, we will bring a contingent to let them know that we, you know, once it's open, doesn't mean we just get up and go away. I mean, it just doesn't happen that way. So we will still have a witness out front of the place. But apparently, Pat Mahoney was out front of the Planned Parenthood death mill there in D.C., the place that's going to be opening up. And, you know, you have construction workers coming and going. That's kind of how it operates. And we all appeal to them. You know, we appeal to their conscience, and we say, listen, you're enabling this place to go in. You're enabling the killing of preborn babies. Appealing to their conscience, try to make a case for life that they shouldn't be part of this. And it's difficult. It's torturous a little bit. But we do have people pull out. We do have people quit. We do have individuals who may work for them who say, I don't want to do this anymore. We've had companies stop. Now, does it get to the bottom line of shutting the place down and it never opening? Normally not. I mean, most of us are realists to understand that keeping an abortion center out of any city is very difficult. I mean, you might delay it. You might run the costs up. You raise awareness about the issue. You use it as a platform to communicate to the community that this is coming in, and it gives you an opportunity to discuss abortion and relate to the students and community and everybody else that lives in the area that this is what's going to be happening in your area. So that in that way, it's a great opportunity to raise awareness and educate people about abortion killing. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, generally speaking, they're going to open. They are. I mean, we understand that. We do all we can to keep them out generally, but we understand that they're likely going to, because it's a legal procedure, right? And these are medical buildings, so they go through all the paperwork and all that stuff, and they get it approved. So there are these workers that come and go, okay, from the abortion center. And Pat Mahoney and others were talking to one of them, and they got it on video. And this is something that happens. As you know, we wear GoPros. All of our staff wear them everywhere we go. We have to now because we get attacked so often from abortion advocates. We have to capture it because if it isn't caught on film, it didn't happen. And we use it for training. We use it for outreach. We use it to show people what we're doing. And we use it to educate people on abortion. But he had his iPhone out or what have you. And this is what he caught. This is a plumber, okay, who was laying the plumbing for the abortion center in Washington. And he basically says this when he's confronted by Pat and asked if he would build a facility for the KKK, which I thought was a pretty good question to ask. The man said, yes, I'm from the South. I like them. I mean, I was like kind of thrown off my seat at a moment for that. I mean, I've heard some things, but support for the KKK openly? And he goes on to support if it were a death camp, he would build it. This is scary, folks. This is the type of thing, ladies and gentlemen, that we're seeing across the country, that there's this apathy, this indifference. It's like, listen, I don't have any, my participation in abortion killing, whether it's directly or indirectly, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's unfortunately the culture we're living in, that people just care about themselves. They care about money. And so here we go. This is for you listening or watching on Facebook, you're not going to be able to see this. But anyway, I'm going to play this clip, and it may be difficult to hear, so please listen up. This is the plumber. By the way, think about the plumbing in the place. What does the plumbing do there? All the blood is washed down the plumbing and goes right into the sewers. So think about what this guy provides, the service he provides to this place. So here we go. I'm trying to come up with this.
Do you know that they're going to be killing babies here?
Okay, so we have a sidewalk counselor out front. I mean, you only have a couple seconds, so you got to go get right to it.
Do you know that they're going to be killing babies here?
Huh?
Do you know they're going to be killing babies here?
No. You don't.
He says he doesn't know what they do.
You know what they're doing. Come on. You know what they're doing.
I'm a plumber.
Says he's a plumber.
I don't care if this is a Burger King.
He didn't care if it's a Burger King.
Seriously? You don't care?
No, we're here for the work.
We're here for the work, he says.
We don't advocate
about money.
What the business does.
So money's more important than morality.
He's honest.
You're going to have to answer something. Yeah.
Are you Christian?
You wouldn't put the plumbing in for a KKK building.
That's where Pat says, you wouldn't put the plumbing in for the KKK building.
Or a slavery slaughter.
He says, I absolutely would.
This is a slaughter mouse.
I like them.
He says, I like them. I like the KKK.
Wow, I need to...
He said he put in the plumbing for a death camp too.
Somebody's going to do it. Okay.
There you go. There's the argument we hear all the time. Somebody's going to do it.
You can't stop it.
You would do it for
Hitler. Somebody's going to do it.
Would you do it for Hitler?
I'm German. Be careful. What's
crazy, isn't it? So because somebody's going to do it. So back up. Here's the plumber putting the plumbing in for the Planned Parenthood Mega Center in Washington D.C. That's going to be opening up here in the next several weeks. That will kill thousands of babies a year. I mean, I assume. I mean, the place is massive. I mean, there could be like assembly lines. It's like going through Burger King and getting your Whopper and fries and Coke. I mean, it's just like the abortionist will go boom, 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 boom down the hallway, knocking off the babies as he goes. I mean, it's just absurd to think that we live in a culture like that, that it's become so automatic. But anyway, so he's building this. This facility is being built, and the plumbing's being laid in there. He says it's about the money. He says somebody's going to do it. That's what it's about. And then he said he would build it for the KKK. If it were the KKK, he'd build it. He said he'd do it for a death camp. And I guess what I want to do here is just appeal to you, my listeners, and ask you, are you any different than this plumber in the sense that, you know, you might not build a building or lay the plumbing for a Planned Parenthood. You may not do that. But are you apathetic? Because he is. He just cares about the money. It's a job. And he would build it for the KKK. Is that the country we have become? Is that the type of people that we've become that we just don't? We are numb to everything. We've lost our ability to have a functioning conscience. So we don't even think twice about any of this stuff. As Colin Powell once said, we've lost our ability to feel shame. We should be ashamed of ourselves at the numbers of babies that are being butchered in this country and how many people are unwilling to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to be part of that, and I'm actually going to be actively opposing it and trying to change people's minds. Instead of, oh, no big deal. I mean, this guy would have fit perfectly in Auschwitz or Birkenau or Dachau or anywhere. He would have been perfectly fine and comfortable there. And I submit to you, many Americans, and I have to say Christians, would be completely comfortable with it as well. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're condemning this guy, you need to be thinking yourself, what am I doing? What am I doing to stop this? What am I doing? No, I might not build a building or help build a building to Planned Parenthood or the KKK, or I wouldn't have participated in the construction of a death camp in Germany. But what are you doing to stop it? That's the biggest thing. If you want to join us, folks, we are going to be on the front lines of this stuff. leading up to the event, to the election this fall. We're going to be launching a campaign to educate as many voters as we can in the battleground states of North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Virginia. We are going to be out and active and visible, and I'll be talking about that in the days and weeks to come. One last thing, folks, go online. Take a look at this this book that I've created, or that Monica Miller has created, I Was a Stranger. I'll be talking about this more later. God bless you, God bless America, and remember America. To bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.